Part two of the Bledisloe and Dunners this weekend. You'd be an idiot to think anyone but the All Blacks will win. Australian rugby's a mess, of course, and that's before you get to the news. The good news, Dane Coles is back.
It's like playing my first year of rugby again, just happy to be back. But I've learned a few things of how to come back and just how to deal with just little situations like that.
Steve Hansen rolling out the usual pre-match PR.
The big thing that no one's really talked too much about Australia is that most of those guys hadn't played for probably 5-6 weeks. I think that's one of the reasons why they were slow out of the blocks. So I think they'll be a lot sharper in everything they do, mentally and physically.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Rugby editor and the best caller on the game, Nigel Yeldon's with us. Nigel, good morning to you.
Morning, Michael.
If Hanson's argument, if you accept his argument that they'll be sharper, so will we, won't we?
Absolutely. Look, I think a lot of people were talking about the fact that they hadn't played for 5 weeks. They were talking about the fact for the second year in a row they've had this 4-week build-up to a game of rugby as they had for the game in Sydney last year and again this year. And on both occasions, they got absolutely destroyed, particularly in the first half. So I think it has been observed. It's just the All Black way. They show respect to their opposition, but you're bang on. If the Wallabies are going to be sharper, so too the All Blacks, in conditions that we know are going to be very conducive for the way the All Blacks want to play rugby.
It's a funny game last week. I think I've come to the conclusion that if they played that well again in the first half and it all went a bit wonky in the second, I'd still take that because a thrashing's a thrashing and good open rugby is good open rugby, and that's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably a fair point. But, this is the All Blacks. Their absolute zenith they look for is perfection over 80 minutes. They've got close on several occasions, but they've never achieved it. They set up with that first half what should have been a record scoreline and a record victory.
Yep.
And they did. They did something that the All Blacks don't do, is when they made changes, there just wasn't that flow. And it's the one thing we haven't seen this year, Mike, is that normally the reserves come on. There isn't a change in the way the game has been played. It just continues to just roll on quite merrily. We haven't seen that in 2017. So that'll be one area that the All Blacks will need to tidy up.
I was watching Sab on the news last night, standing in the octagon. I love Dunedin. Isn't Dunedin lovely? Isn't it a fabulous place?
Well, it is absolutely superb. And I tell you what, if we want to talk about the war of the weather, Dunedin, for me, has absolutely won it over Sydney. Yes, Sydney was a little bit warmer, but the breeze over there, wind was absolutely horrific. But, Dunedin has just turned on an absolute, absolute stunning week. And, you can just tell that the people around here absolutely aimed to have the All Blacks in town.
I love it. Good to catch up, mate. Nigel Yeldon, he's in Dunedin, of course. Thanks to Air New Zealand.